Good morning, New Hampshire. Welcome to this great network of stations, an expanding network. More stations to come. Stay tuned for that. WTPL, good morning. Manchester, Concord, good morning. Lakes Region, WMJ. Seacoast, good morning. WTSN, Dover. Portland, Maine, good morning. Kevin Forrest is the director of the VA for New Hampshire and spends a lot of time, obviously, at the Manchester VA, but keeping an eye statewide for veteran services, veteran support, veteran care. Delighted to have him part of Good Morning New Hampshire. He joins us live on this Tuesday morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jack. How are you this morning?
Doing okay, thanks. And, you know, we do have to talk about COVID and the virus because it's impacted your operations on how you did a great pivot last spring and over the summer and fall to keep up with the appointments, both virtual and physical, and keep really things, I think, managed very well from certainly Manchester VA. We had Governor Sununu on yesterday talking about the Veterans Home in Tilton and how the state is stepping up after I raised the point on Friday's Good Morning New Hampshire about some people, whether they're nursing and other type professions, to want to work at these facilities because it's not just the veterans home, it's a lot of nursing homes and long-term care facilities in New Hampshire. But I'd like you to talk, Kevin, on behalf of the VA, about the behind-the-scenes work that's going on with the virus and other things, by the way, and the gratitude you have and the support you're getting.
Thanks, Jack. Well, you know, certainly first and foremost, you know, I want to thank, you know, Peggy LeBrecht, the Commandant of the Tilton, the State Veterans Home here, and Governor Sununu and his team and everybody for doing everything we can to keep our veterans safe. You know, you're right. I mean, it's challenges with long-term care facilities, and I know that it's been a challenge over the last, you know, few weeks here. And you know, with the VA providing staff and other folks going in and providing staff, you know, we hope we get over this hump with them soon. I mean, it's, you know, it's been a real challenge, but, you know, their leadership will carry them through. And I think I'll echo other comments that, you know, the fact that we remained, you know, COVID-free up until just recently shows, you know, the PPE and the rest of the stuff that the state works so hard with the VA to bring into the state works. And we'll get through this. But I just, again, a call out to the State Veterans Home for all that they're doing.
Now, what are you, you know, how is your staff, how are you people handling a lot, how is your team, Kevin, with the VA handling this behind the scenes? And just talk about how well, it seems to be working quite well. You had said a few weeks ago on the show, I think, before or after Thanksgiving, that you've been able to get back to that appointment level that you had seen sort of pre-COVID between the virtual and physical.
It is, Jack. You know, we're watching it very closely. We're doing everything we can to stay providing, you know, face-to-face appointments with our for our veterans here. But we've made some big modifications over the last couple weeks here. You know, masking. We've done it all along, but we've now requiring everybody to wear one of the hospital masks because, you know, they're shown to be a little more protective than, you know, a cloth mask or like a bandana. So we're requiring that of veterans coming in. We've had to go back and really curb our visitor policy to only those visitors who are a significant caregiver for a veteran so that we can cut down on the foot traffic in the facility. It's just that we have to do to be able to have adequate spacing here in the hospital. And we've been very lucky. You know, we've still been able to provide these face-to-face appointments, but it's kind of with a vigilant oversight of the staff that we continue to do that. And I'd like to just put an additional plug, like you had mentioned earlier, that the staff are doing well, but, I mean, it's challenging, and they're tired, and but, you know, they roll up their sleeves and come in here every morning to continue taking care of veterans because that's their job and that's their mission, and they're really proud to do it, and I'm proud of them.
How's the morale on your side, your team? I mean, you know, we do hear in other states a lot of the healthcare folks, they've been at this a while. How's the morale of your nurses, your doctors, your staff that has to deal with people, whether they come in or they're, you know, how's the morale?
You know, I think, you know, they're a team and we're a family here. And I think, you know, morale is you know, it's okay. It's certainly strained. You know, everybody's strained in the environment. But that's why, you know, we have resources here that we do a little rounding and talk to folks and just make sure they're doing okay. But, you know, it's not lost on me that, you know, we just came out of you know, Thanksgiving, and we're moving into the holidays here, and you know, all of this together, you know, it has an impact not only on our staff but our veterans, and I think we all just need to be very mindful of that. And you know, what a time for all of us to pull together as one team, and we'll get through this.
Yeah, and Kevin Forrest with the VA, Manchester VA. Real quickly, Kevin, for veterans out there or veterans' families, loved ones of veterans who might be staying at home, might be getting isolated, what's the best way for them to reach out? And, you know, I'm worried, Kevin, that with all the talk about COVID, and I just had a back and forth with a friend who's got someone in his family's dealing with some real, you know, mental health and depression issues, and we forget the impact this has, and no offense to COVID and the virus. I have a lot of respect for it. I understand it, I think, and I've been talking about it since, you know, 9 months, every morning. I understand, and it's a virus that impacts just about everyone differently. But mental health is a far greater problem in New Hampshire when you look at the numbers of people affected. And for veterans out there, you want to be that lifeline. You want to be the resource. What do you say to them, and what's the best way they can quickly or easily call someone, or a loved one could call someone, or go to a website for services that might be virtual or physical?
Yeah, you know, I think certainly is reaching out to our call center at 603-624-4366, extension 5199. And also, you know, I always do a plug for the Veterans Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255. But Jack, you know, you're right. I mean, you know, we are here for veterans. I mean, we have plenty of mental health resources to help people get through these holidays. And I want to say, you know, everybody, please call us. You know, we're talking here as a team in the facility to keep us, you know, each other going. So I understand, you know, it's also us extending that out with all our resources to make sure veterans have the right mental health resources to get through this.
Right. Yep. All right, Kevin, thank you very, very much. We'll get you back again soon before the end of the year. I appreciate it. Kevin Forrest with the Manchester VA, the VA here in the Granite State for a Veterans Update. Thank you, Kevin.
All right. Thank you, Jack. Have a great day.